Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Kiddushin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn more mitzvahs that women are not mechuyev to do. For example, Hasmichas. Smichas means the mitzvah of smicha, leaning on the head of the carbon. By most karbonis yachid, yachid as opposed to a carbon tzibur, a carbon that an individual brings, the one who's bringing the carbon puts both of his hands with all of his kayach on the head of the behemah near the time of the shechita, and he says vidui on his chatoyim. By a carbon shlamim, let's say, it doesn't come on a chet, he doesn't say vidui, but he says shevach to Hashem. But this is only by a man. A woman who brings a carbon does not do smicha. That's because before the pasuk tells us about smicha, the pasuk says daber el b'nei Yisrael. And Chazal learn from here, b'nei Yisrael saimchim ve'ein, b'nois Yisrael saimchais. Weiter says the Mishnah about tenufais. Some karbanas require tenufa, waving, like by a carbon shlamim. They wave the chaz and the shoik. That's the part that the kohen has from the basar. Some of it goes up on the mizbeach, the chaz of the chest and the shoik, part of the leg, goes to the kohen, and the rest are eaten by the ba'alim and their family. The chaz of a shoik, together with the part that goes up on the mizbeach, has a mitzvah of tenufa. The ba'alim put the carbon on their hands, the kohen puts his hand underneath the hands of the ba'alim, and we do similar to what we do with the lulav. Extend forward, back, to the four corners, up and down. When a woman brings a carbon, which normally would have tenufa, the kohen himself does the tenufa. Here too, before the mitzvah of tenufa, the Torah says Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, teaching us once again, b'nei Yisrael, but not b'nois Yisrael. Vayitra says the Mishnah v'hagashos. Hagasha literally means the approach, like it says vayigash elav Yehuda. A carbon mincha requires hagasha. After the mincha is prepared, they put it into a klisharis, and the kohen brings it to the mizbeach. The kohen approaches the southwest corner of the mizbeach. You may remember this from Masechta Saita. Hagasha has to be done with a kohen and a kohen zachar, a male kohen, not a kohenes. That's learned from the pasuk. Mizayis teres mincha hakrev oisa b'nei aharain. The pasuk goes on to say al p'nei mizbeach. So this mitzvah of hagasha is only for the b'nei aharain, not the b'nei aharain. Vayter zok mishnah v'hakmitzayis. A Yisrael that brings a carbon mincha, his mincha requires kmitza. The kayin, again, you may remember this in Masechtas Menachos, does what's actually considered one of the most difficult avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, or the most difficult avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That is difficult to get it right. The kayin puts his hand into the mincha in the keli, bends his three middle fingers over the palm of his hand, and he scoops up from the mincha. The chelik of a mincha that gets scooped in the hand of the kohen, that were makter on the mizbeach, the rest of it is eaten by the kohen. Kmitza is only kosher by a kohen zachar, as the pasuk says, "Aviel b'nei aharin a kohen of a kametz." Again, b'nei aharin v'loy b'nei saharin. Vayitra says the mishnah v'aktarais. Almost by every carbon, whether it's animal karbonis or a mincha carbon, part goes up on the mizbeach. Either all of it, as the case would be in regard to a carbon oil, or part of it, and it's burnt on the fire on the Mizbeach. This haktara can only be done bezichrei kahuna, by zecharim kayhanim, as the pasuk says, v'ktirio yisei b'nei aharin ha-mizbecha, b'nei aharin v'loi, b'nei saharin. Vayitra says the Mishnah of Amalikais, a carbon oif, a bird carbon, is not shechted with a sakin, the way a carbon behema is, rather it's malika. That's the kohen runs his fingernail through the back of the bird, through the neck of the bird. This is also just b'nei aharin v'loy b'nei saharin. That's learned from the pasuk yimolak es roishay v'hikter mizbecha. So malika is compared to haktara. The Torah puts the two together. Just like women cannot be makter on the mizbeach, they can't do malika. What about regular shechita? What about the shechita of the carbon? So it's explained over here. Although our minhag is women do not do shechita for different reasons, but technically speaking, al pi halacha, they would be able to. So the list continues of things that noshim do not do, v'hazois v'hakabolais. After an animal is shechted, the kohen catches the blood in a keli, that's Kabbalah Sadam, and then he sprinkles the blood on the Mizbeach. So both the spraying of the dam, as well as being mekabel the dam, it cannot be done through Nashim. Doesn't Kabbalah come before Hazah? First you're mekabel the dam, and then comes the spraying. So why does the Mishnah say first Hazah and then Kabbalah? So the emes is, women cannot do the sprinkling of the dam, and they can't be mekabel the dam. That's true both for the dam of the behemoth and the dam ha'if. But the Gemara says that when the Mishnah says over here, Hazah, the Mishnah is referring to the Chatas ha'if. Where the Chatas ha'if, there's a din that after the Malika, the kind has to spritz on the dam of its neck on the Mizbeach. That can only be done b'zichri kohuna, meaning Zacharim of Kehanim. And when it says here, v'kabalois, this is in general, by the shchit of a carbon, by any carbon, not necessarily the chatas ha'if. The carbon is mekabel the dam in a keli, and that kabbalah's hadam, which is one of the four main avoidas. What are the four main avoidas? I'm sure you remember, if you've been with us by Zvachim and Menachos. It's shchita, kabbalah, hailacha, and zrika. Shechting of the carbon, being mekabel the dam, bringing it to the mizbeach, and the spraying of the blood. So when the Mishnah says over here, Hazah, the Mishnah is referring to the one type of Hazah that's done before Kabbalah. That's straight from the neck of the bird onto the Mizbeach, and that's by the Chatas Ha'if. When we say over here, Kabbalah, we're talking about after the Shechita, when the dam is received in the Keli, and this refers to all Karbanis. So all these mitzvahs that we just said, Neheges Ba'anoshim, they're Noeg Dafka by Men, but Leib Noshim, Chutz, with the exception of Mimincha Soita Unazira. One of the things we said before is that tenufa, the waving, is only by men, not by women. There are exceptions. A saita is a woman that her husband warned not to be alone with a certain person. She was over on the husband's warning, and she was alone with him. So she's brought to the base of Mikdash, and she has to drink the special water that's taken from the ground of the base of Mikdash with Hashem's name that's erased from a special Megillah. When the man brings his wife to the base of Mikdash, he brings for her a carbon mincha that comes from barley, and that mincha requires tenufa. There, she does do tenufa, together with the kayin. Nazira is a lady nazir. When someone's makabal upon themselves to be a nazir, they cannot drink wine, they cannot shave the hair, or be metama themselves lemesim. And after they finish the days of naziras, they would have to bring three behemoths, an oila, a chatas, and a shlamim. Together with the shlamim comes two types of bread, called lachme nazir. The Shalmei Nazir required tenufa, like any other Shlamim would. So there are special halachis with the tenufa of the Shalmei Nazir. For example, the lechem is included in the tenufa. Now, a woman that's makabel nazir is upon herself, she also has to bring these karbanis. And she does do tenufa with the carbon Shlamim, even though with other carbon Shlamims, she would not. So once again, women do not do smicha, they don't do tenufa, most of the time anyway, with the exception of the Saita and the Nazira, the mitzvah of Hagasha with the Karban Mincha to officially approach the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Even if she's a Kehana, she doesn't do it for that matter. She does not do Kmitza, she's not Maktir, anything on top of the Mizbeach. She does not do Malika, she's not Makabal the Dam in the Keli, and she doesn't spray the Dam.